Hey there, this is Pam Perry, and we are here with another episode of Get Out There, Get Known. But one of the things I want to talk about getting out there and getting known is that why you want to get out there and get known. That's the part of the elephant in the room I want to talk about, and Tari Holmes is going to be joining us shortly, but it's really about making impact and having business and having sales. So this conversation is a little bit different because I'm a publicist by trade. We talk a lot about getting out there, getting known, having shine, all of those things. But the real thing is you need to sell. Speak, Sell, Shine, an event we just had in Washington, D.C., really talked about not the fact that you can speak, that you're passionate about your message, that you do want to get shine, but that part between shining and speaking is the sales. Nothing happens unless something is sold. So really understanding that part and really having a money mindset is really what we're going to talk about today with the money maximizer, Tari Holmes. So you'll hear about how to really understand what to charge, why you should charge it. What is your value? Do you want to be seen? Quit being invisible. You say you want to be visible, but how does that really play out? So I had a conversation with a friend of mine, Lindsay Ruffin, and we did talk about the fact that people do say they want these things. They put them up on the vision board, but then they become invisible. So we'll talk about that right after this.
Welcome to the Get Out There and Get Known podcast. Join Pam Perry, veteran PR strategist, Emmy Award-winning producer and publisher of Speakers Magazine, who will show you how to crack the code in getting out there to get known. Each week, she either interviews her media friends, PR colleagues, or she just goes solo, offering you strategies on publicity, publishing, and platform building. So listen up to hear how to get booked on media places and on superstar stages. Now, here's your host, Pam Perry.
So one of the things that people learn about all the time, even if you watch Shark Tank, right? You watch Shark Tank and you're so impressed. But one of the main things they have to learn, they have great ideas, they want to get the money, but what do they have to do? They have to pitch. Learning how to pitch, learning how to stand flat-footed and sell is so important if you want to get out there and get known. Because even when you're posting on social media, you don't post and ghost. You have to post and really stay and engage. Or you have to post and put yourself, quote-unquote, out there. How do you put yourself out there? And so many times people will come to me for quick media coverage and it's like, I want to get on there. I want to get quick media coverage. But how do you do that? And so the main thing is having the mindset that you have value, having the mindset to really quiet the chatter that no one's going to listen to me. No one's going to buy what I have to sell. Because some of the times we keep our own self broke by having that broke mentality. And so I want people to understand when we do the Speak, Sell, and Shine, this is like a series that I just felt led to do because the people that came to Washington, D.C., they did amazing. They did amazing during the interview. They did amazing with their photos. They did amazing on the stage. They talked to Dr. Cheryl Wood. They talked to Dr. Willie Jolly. They learned the information between Ryan Dorn and myself, how to really maximize the stage, how to really learn how to promote yourself and do PR. That is all fine. But at a certain point in time, people have to pick up the phone. They have to talk to someone. They've got to speak face to face about how to sell. If you're selling yourself on a stage, if you're selling yourself to the media, if you're selling real estate, wealth building is a mentality. And so many times people just really get caught up in the fact of the fame and the fortune of it, of like, oh, I just want fame and fortune. It's just going to happen. Well, it doesn't happen unless you sell something. And that's really important. And then because sales is, people can expect rejection. You have to learn how to harden the shell of yourself and know it's not personal. Yes, you may have to talk to 10 people in order to get one yes, but you can't let the 10 no's to that one yes discourage you. So one of the things I want Tari to talk about as she pulls down her camera a little bit so we don't get so much ceiling. that we're going to talk. Thank you. We're going to talk about that and really like how she made this pivot. And I'll give you a little bit of background about Tariq, because they call her the money maximizer. She began her career as a stage actress in NYC and went on to become a classroom teacher and a college professor in Chicago. Today, she is a licensed realtor in Maryland and a real estate investor who teaches motivated women and their allies how to maximize their money through real estate investment. And you'll get why I have her on this show, because we're talking about speak, sell, and shine. Because sometimes we just want to be that artist or that speaker, but we don't want to be the broke speaker. We want the person to actually make money. We want to get out there and get known, but also get paid. She is also the co-host of the Cash Flow Breakfast Club, where she meets with new and seasoned investors monthly and to teach them how to create passive income for life through real estate. So I have another client, Dexter B. Jenkins, who is a pastor, but he also is a real estate investor. I believe he owns 20 pieces of property starting, and he's teaching other people how to do that as well. I want us as African-Americans to learn how to have what Terry is having, Dexter's having through real estate investment. In addition to her work in real estate, she's a former writer for Black Enterprises, where I first came in contact with her. And her writings have also appeared in Sway Magazine, Madame Noir, and other media outlets. So I'll have her talk a little bit about that. She's a thought leader who lends her voice to radio and podcasts to discuss resilience, creative real estate investment. I like that. Women in business. That's her passion. And she's a host of a weekly podcast herself called Unlimited, the Tariq Holmes Show, which is also listed in all podcasts and things like that and watched on YouTube. When she's not traveling the world speaking, she loves speaking, teaching, which is, you can't get that teaching bug out of your DNA sometimes. You can find her in Maryland, where she is exploring her passions, food, while entertaining family and friends and whipping up something tasty to eat. So she has a lot of passion in terms of doing a lot of things like that. So with that, I'm going to bring up Terry.
Well, hello.
How are you? Good. Good to see you. Oh, my goodness.
We've got all this selling up in here. So I'm in a new space, Dr. Perry. I'm in a new space. And I think this is probably my second interview in this space. So I'm getting used to this space, this sunlight coming this way, and forgive me.
That's okay. Before you came on, I said, I'm just going to tell a little bit that I just see to my ceiling, because I know that you know how to do it. But yeah, I can tell. But I love, you are very into home decorating. So I read your bio. I mean, you started out as an actress and a teacher and a professor and a writing for media, and now in real. So give me the little bit of path, because one of the things that is similar to all the things that you're doing is that you had to put yourself out there. You're always speaking and you're always branding.
Yes.
Right? You're branding and you really have a passion about what you do, why you do what you do. Mm-hmm. And it's not just random, like, oh, I think I want to do this, except for the food. You just like food. You're a foodie. That's your thing, right? You probably watch all the Food Network shows all the time. But so tell us how they made the pivots and things like that. Because I think it's
really quickly, today, my girlfriend and her children took them to the airport to go back to Atlanta. She brought her kids down here for the weekend so I could teach her son how to cook. He has a passion for cooking. So Auntie Teray was teaching him how to cook this weekend. So that's how passionate I am about food.
Okay. All right. And I just want to say, I was mispronouncing your name. So I'm going to say it's Teray, yes, not Tariq. Yes. And I do, it's because this past weekend, there is a Teray and it looks like Terry. It's T-E-R-I. And she says, no, it's not Terry, it's Teray. So then I'm just so used to just saying Teray, and yours is Teray. So I'm like, okay.
I get it.
Just Pam. Okay. Ain't nobody going to mispronounce Pam.
I get it all the time. Okay. So it's Teray. So anyway, a little bit about myself, and thank you for that amazing introduction. So you're right. I'm constantly out there, constantly branding. Don't feel like I do it enough, but I think that what I do is clear. It's clear to people what I do. In terms of my passions, I started off as a classroom teacher, college professor, but I was always speaking. I've been speaking on stages since I got my first speaking gig when I was like 25 or something. Wow. And so I've been speaking for a very long time. I was on the speech and debate team, college, high school, all of that. So speaking and performance is in my DNA. But when you talk about, you know, doing this as a business and making that shift, you know, I was a classroom teacher. And during that time, I was doing some training. So I was doing training, train the trainer. I was training teachers, training administrators and such, because I was also in the arts. So I started training individuals as well around the arts. But I always had this passion for real estate. I had that passion for real estate when I was a college student. Wow. And I wanted to get into real estate. I wanted to drop out of college. I'll be honest. I literally wanted to drop out of college. I would watch the infomercials, Carlton Sheets. I'm dating myself. So what? Who cares? So Carlton Sheets would do these real estate infomercials. And I was just between cooking, which is one of my passions, real estate was the other thing. I was mesmerized by this guy. So I bought all of his stuff and then I talked myself out of doing it. My grandmother was like a mother to me. And my grandmother was very, very cautious, very, very, she was risk adverse. And I just talked myself out of it. I allowed her to talk me out of it. I talked myself out. Long story short, I did quite a few things, went on to become an actress, lived in New York City. I was acting, producing, directing, writing for the stage. And still had that passion for real estate, wanted to do it, still kind of scared to do it. I moved to Chicago in the early 2000s and, I did not expose myself to real estate until about 2013 or 14. Wow. I had just come back from overseas. I was teaching in Abu Dhabi.
And you like teaching again. Yep. Yep.
There you go. Teaching. And so I had just come back from Abu Dhabi and I decided to actually that girlfriend who just left today, we met there. She and I and another colleague who was teaching there as well. Our one colleague, Star, got her real estate license while teaching in Abu Dhabi, came back home to Atlanta, started blowing up. The very next year, my girlfriend who left today got her real estate license. And then I got mine in 2017. I always knew. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You just got it basically.
I just did. But I always knew that I was getting my license because I wanted to invest. I didn't know how. I didn't know what. I just knew I wanted to work with investors and to invest. And when I came in 2017, I had just gotten a divorce. It was a really, really tough time for me. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. So I went to Atlanta after my divorce. I started studying for the exam. I paid for a course. And I spent the whole summer staying in Airbnbs and then staying with my girlfriend and her husband. And then I got to time to take the test and I failed it by one point.
Oh my God.
I was devastated.
It's a lot.
You said what?
It's a lot, you know, like
a lot. And I did not realize it at that time, but I had too many traumatic factors going on in my life at one time. And I did not realize it at the time, but I was also sick. I did not realize it. And so I failed it. I failed by one point. Then I took it again and I failed it again. And then I said, I'm taking a break. I'm backing up. And fast forward a couple of, maybe about a month or two later, I think the last time I took it was in July of 2017. In September of 2017, I drove to Maryland because I was in limbo in terms of where I was going to live. And God led me to Maryland. And I, you know, Steve Jobs says that you can't understand things looking forward. You can only understand them looking backwards, you know, retrospectively. So, you know, retrospectively looking back, I realize now why I was led to Maryland. Long story short, I get to Maryland and I have been feeling sick the whole summer, shortness of breath, could barely walk without having to catch my breath, didn't understand what was going on. I was always tired. And so that week, at the end of that week, I check myself into Johns Hopkins and I find out that I have blood clots all over my lungs. that there are
Whoa.
so many that they can't count them. They have to put me on emergency
Whoa.
treatment.
John Hopkins is a great hospital. That
Oh,
probably was what saved your life.
girl. And the thing is, it's crazy, Pam. I was sick, and I literally, I was staying at my girlfriend and her husband's house, and they didn't know I was sick. And so I literally was sitting in Johns Hopkins parking lot, looking up. No, I sat at her house first, looking up which hospital to go to, because I didn't have health insurance. I had just lost it in my divorce. So I'm looking at what are the best hospitals. I didn't know anything about Johns Hopkins. I had heard of it. So I'm like, which hospital should I go to? Because I need good care because something's wrong with me. And I sat inside the parking lot across the street from the hospital, and I had watched something on Facebook that had me, I was bawling, I was in tears, and I was crying out to God. And I was like, I don't know what's wrong with me, but you know, I need you. Like, I need your help right now. I didn't know how sick I was. And I guess God said, girl, if you don't get out this car, if you don't get out this car and get in there, literally, Pam, I was not in any pain when I went in. By the time I was shortness of breath, by the time I got in there, they checked me in, and then I sat there. And maybe 30 to 45 minutes later, the pain, when they finally took me back to the doctor, to the, you know, to check me in, the pain was so sharp in my chest, I could not talk anymore. I text my girlfriend and say, listen, I can't speak for myself. I need you to come here with me. So I say all that to say that from that point on, I had blood clots. They treated it, but that very next month, I had, you know, I moved into my apartment. By the grace of God, was able to move in, but I couldn't unpack my bags. I couldn't do anything. My apartment was packed up for almost a year before I could really get it unpacked. But I signed myself up for real estate school again in Maryland.
Okay. All right. So we got one, two times, and so now the three times would be the charm, right?
Baby. So I signed up for real estate school in late October. I had just gotten out of the hospital. I spent a week in the hospital. My anniversary of my blood clots was August. I'm sorry, October 7th. So that was last month. I celebrated what, 6 years. And you know, I realized I almost didn't make it. I would not have been here.
Blood clots can take you out.
They
You
can take
know,
you out instantly.
one blood clot can take you out, and you had several in your
I had
lung.
several. And so I say all of this to say that when you have this guttural instinct, when you have this feeling in your belly, right, and you can't quite put all the pieces together, you don't have to put the pieces together. God is the ultimate puzzle solver, problem solver, puzzle solver. I didn't need to put the puzzle together. All I needed to do was show up. Right, as a piece to the puzzle. And I showed up, I passed the exam in late November. I didn't have a car. This was my cars had been repossessed after I got a divorce. I didn't have a car. I was renting cars. That's when cars were affordable. I don't know what's going on right now, but I was renting cars, and at that time I didn't have one at all. So I was Ubering to class. None of my classmates knew what was going on with me. I had only been in Maryland for like a month and a half. I didn't know anybody. I was in such a horrible state of mind, but internally there was something in me that would not give up. So I would Uber, and I remember one day I wanted to catch the bus back home, and I stood at the bus stop. And in Maryland, you can't, the buses don't run like that, right? I'm at a bus stop, it's starting to rain, and I'm too embarrassed to tell my classmates that I don't have a car, that they don't know my story. And so I just remember just saying, like, you know, I just wanted it so badly, and I didn't understand why. So that's 2017. I make it through, I pass, and I don't really sell any real estate. I start wholesaling real estate in 2019 because I knew I wanted to work with investors. I come from a family of entrepreneurs. I've owned several businesses. When I was teaching full time, I had a part-time business. And so I've owned several businesses, and my family owns real estate. Most of my family members are not educated, but they're educated enough to buy real estate. So most of my family members own one, two, three houses. And my parent, you know, my mom, her siblings and such, and some of my cousins. And so I was luckily introduced to wholesaling real estate. I think I saw something on YouTube University. And I taught myself how to wholesale real estate. That was my introduction to working with investors. And as a result of working with investors, I learned how to buy and sell real estate creatively. And that's really how my story, that's how it began. And I have just been learning and soaking up as much as I possibly can. And one of the things that has happened for me is that the people who have been most willing to teach me this have not been people who look like me. It hasn't. Even when people who look like me, even when they know what to do, they haven't been willing to always teach me and pour into me like other people have. It's a very male dominated field. And so therefore, there are a lot of men in the field, and they've just been willing to teach me what it is that they know. And I started saying, because as you know, my platform is really about women, you know, this. And so I wanted to teach, Black and brown women how to do this. And so a year before last, I started working on a membership to teach Black and brown women how to do this. And I don't care, who I reached out to. People weren't biting. I was marketing it. I was talking to people about it. I was calling them. I was texting them. And they weren't biting. They weren't buying. And I had to realize that you have to know who your market, your demographic is. And Black and brown people have historically been burned in real estate. They've been burned when it comes to a lot of times with their money. So I didn't understand the psychology of my buyer. I didn't understand the psychology of Black women when it came to trying to get through to them what I was trying to sell to them. I saw other people being very successful and I just didn't get it. But God spoke to me again. He said, listen, Teray, I need you to put your own life jacket on, sis. I need you to take care of you. And when you take care of you, then you can reach back. Mm-hmm. But I need you to take care of you. Mm-hmm. Because I was struggling at the time and I was trying to help everybody else because that's my nature.
Mm-hmm. But
it had me broke. My nature had me broke. And it had me frustrated. Mm-hmm. And so, for your audience members who are listening, sometimes you speak into the wrong audience.
Yes.
And sometimes just because it's what you want to do, it doesn't mean that that's what you're supposed to be doing. Sometimes you got to get out of your own way. And you have to realize that what it is that you're selling, that might not be the best demographic, or it might not be the right time.
Right. I mean, exactly. Not the right time for that. Because like you said, what you did is you put your life jacket on first. You put on your own mask, so to speak. Then I remember reading something that you said you made more money in real estate investment, I think you said in a month, than you did for a whole year in your other positions as a professor and teacher and all of that. And you were like, okay, so this is the thing. This is a thing. And you had always been drawn and pulled to that, even though you were doing other things and you had the certification of a life coach and all those things.
Yep.
But
Pam, and you've been in this profession for a long time. You've dealt with a lot of life coaches and people just like myself. And a lot of times we're spinning our wheels. Mm-hmm. We are spinning our wheels. And I remember Jay Stone. You know Jay Stone.
I know Jay, the branding person. Yeah.
So I hired Jay some years ago, and she was like, that's when I was working. I had just got my certification as a life coach. And I wasn't really making any money. And she was like, well, Teray, what do people call you for the most? And I was like, business advice and cooking advice. And she was like, that's what you need to be selling.
Isn't it so pragmatic, right? That is the thing, right? That is the thing.
That
is the thing. That is what you offer, because that's what people are asking you about.
I
find that in this series, I'm just going to call it Speak, Sell, Shine. You've always had the gift of speaking.
Mm-hmm.
You love that part. Your YouTube videos and all the social media, are great. So that's shining. But that selling part, what are we selling? Who are we selling it to? And what are we offering? I can have the right offer to the wrong people, or I can have the wrong people and not the right offer. So it's let me figure this part out and then I'll get it. But in the interim, you were doing the real estate investment. And I want people to understand that I just bought just recently at Mahogany Books. I was over in National Harbor this past weekend. Mm-hmm. I bought a book called Real Estate Investment. It was by Don Peoples, I believe it is. It's Don Peoples. And it's a wide book or that kind of thing. It looked like it's a primer, but Don Peoples is a real estate investor. Then I looked at Sheila Johnson's book, Love, Loss, and something like, and Triumph. Love, Loss, and Triumph is the name of it, because she's, you know, Sheila's the first Black billionaire.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking at these books. It's like, it's kind of like what you're drawn to. Like you say, you have this guttural feeling about something, and I'm feeling that pull in that same way. So when you're saying I have this, you know, the money maximizer, real estate investing, and you have this organization and club, I feel drawn to that because it now my mind is open to that. But if I were just kind of like, hey, you know, I'm doing whatever, and it's like, you come to me with this, I may not be ready. So finding the people that are ready are really, really key, and the right offer at the right time.
It is. And so what happened with me is that, so I live in the DC, Maryland, you know, Virginia area. I'm in Maryland. And after, you know, during COVID, because I had only been in Maryland since 2017, and then I was sick for like a year. So the first year I was sick. Then that second year is when I started to recover. Then third, and then that's when COVID happens, right?
Oh my goodness,
we
right.
We lost like a year and a half. So I literally lost several years between being sick and COVID. And so I wasn't connecting. I just felt like I wasn't connecting in Maryland. I hadn't created the relationships that I wanted and such personally. Business-wise, I sort of have, but not personally. So I thought about leaving. But before I left, you know, I started talking to God. And this was in the earlier part of this year. And in January, I made a commitment to myself. I said, I'm going to go to one networking event every single week. I'm going to do one every single week around real estate.
You can do meetup.com. Go to meetup.com and you can just search by topic. Yeah,
that's it. So the second week of January, I go to one, and it's called the Castro Breakfast Club in Loudoun County, Virginia. Mm-hmm. I drive like an hour and some change to get out there, right? I get out there and I'm blown away. There are like over 100 investors, realtors, investors, but mostly investors in this room. And the energy is high and people are excited. And the guy who's leading it, his name is Omni Casey. And Omni just has the most amazing spirit and energy and passion for what he does. He created the Cashflow Breakfast Club. So we have an amazing meetup. I learned so much. It's free. And at the end, he says, listen, I'm looking to expand the clubs all over the DMV, and I'm looking for people to start up their clubs. Now, I didn't know what the requirement was, but something, that guttural instinct, that feeling said, Teray, you're the leader.
Right, because you don't have to go an hour to the meetings, for one thing. That would be me.
And, you know, and there's this quote that I have on my vision board that says, you are the one you've been waiting for. Mm-hmm. So I knew that I had been trying to do this with our people. They weren't biting. And I was like, all I want to do is teach it. I want to teach people how to be financially free from the things I'm learning. And I want to learn more and grow more. How do we learn more? We teachers, you become a teacher and you learn as you teach. Mm-hmm. So I signed up that night and I didn't know what I was getting into. I was like, I want to do it. So I signed up. That was January. March, my club is up. It's the Cashflow Breakfast Club, Montgomery County. We've been going strong since March. We've had a meeting every single month. So in June, after every meeting, we ask people to get with five people in the people they didn't know and have a coffee meeting or something after the meeting. Mm-hmm. So I'll usually do mine as a Zoom, or sometimes I will do them face to face. I meet a guy there named Dennis at the end of June. I think this was his first meetup. Dennis and I meet for our coffee date the end of June. By July 9th, I think, or 12th, Dennis and I had an LLC. We started a business.
Oh, my God.
Dennis is from El Salvador.
Okay.
Young man, passionate, committed. I have been looking for someone to partner with me because, Pam, I had the knowledge. I didn't have the resources.
Right.
And when Dennis and I met, this is a practice that we often engage in, and we tell people to engage in when you meet up with your person. What do you bring to the table? Are you the deal maker? Do you bring the money, or do you structure the deal? Well, I find the deals and I structure deals, and I didn't have the money. I asked Dennis, I said, well, what do you have? He didn't know how to do any of that. And he ain't had no money. So we kept talking. I didn't have the money or the credit. So I said, well, what's your credit? He said, well, I have good credit. I said, oh, tell me more.
That's it. That's it. If you have the good credit, you can go and leverage everything.
I leveraged his credit. We leveraged his credit. We have 3 Airbnbs now.
Wow. Oh my God.
The building I'm in right now is one of them. We have 2 in this building. They're midterm rentals that sit between Cleveland Clinic and University Hospital. Okay. Mostly foreign nationals who come in, who are being seen at Cleveland Clinic, need long-term stays. We have a house around the corner, brand new build. And we have a 4th that I'm going to be flying into Savannah, Georgia to look at probably like next week or so that we're bringing on. And it's moving so fast that I've had to like pump the brakes a bit. Mm-hmm. We have over $100,000 in business credit. We've been able to do all of this through business credit.
Did you use the SBA?
We didn't do that yet, but we did.
Because I have someone that can help you with the SBA. They're in an organization. Okay. Women Elevating Women, Betty Hines, I'll put that out there. She is kind of like that person that is in the DMV area that helps women, elevating women. That part right there is really leveraging credit, getting the government loans, and even sometimes you get government grants. But I love this. This is what this, you kind of feel like you have flown through, you like a fish been put in the water, right? It's like now.
But I got out of my own way and I stopped trying to see it how I wanted to see it. And I really got to the point where I said, you know, I gave God the steering wheel because obviously I didn't know where I was going.
It's like, okay, so tell me this really quick and then we'll kind of end up here because it's so rich and so good. And I want people to know. So Oasis Lux Living, Teray,
yes,
is that the main website you want people to go to?
So if they want to learn about me, they can go to TerayHolmes.com.
Okay, that's what,
TerayHolmes.com. And that's where they want to book me to speak or be on a panel or moderate any conversations. That's where they can go and learn about my real estate journey and all of that. Oasis Lux Living is our midterm short-term rental business. So we look to partner with homeowners who want to rent their spaces to us. We only look for luxury properties or properties that are like really high end or really nice that we can go in and furnish them with, you know, high end luxury furniture and such and rent to that clientele. That's our business model, renting to discerning travelers like ourselves. And so that's what Oasis Lux Living is. So we're always looking for partnerships. But I'm always looking for people who have houses that they need to sell, fire damage, vacant properties, everything. So that's who I am.
That is good. Exactly. So one of the things too, so I hear the passion in this. It's like, you are just like, I'm on this now. This is the thing. This is like what you've been waiting on. And it sounds exciting. And do you still have the membership or no?
So I am going to relaunch the membership.
Okay. All right.
Now,
you got a member.
Okay, excellent. If people are interested, they can go to TerayHolmes.com and just, go to my contact form right now. Yeah, and just get on the list and just say that that's what you're interested in. I'm thinking that we will allow some men in it because I started to realize it wasn't just a problem with Black women. It's also a problem with men of color as well.
Yeah.
That they're, you know, that they also are experiencing some similar, you know, similar circumstances. Mm-hmm. So the membership will be launching. Getting this business off the ground.
All right. And then will you be resume writing for Black Enterprise, or is that part of the past now?
It's part of the past, but it's not to say that it can, that I wouldn't do it again. I would like to do it again. Right now, what I would like to say very quickly is I'm working on something called Money Talk. And it's a live interactive conversation led by me, almost like a sketch theater performance where it's all about money, where I'm interacting with the audience, bringing people love, having live conversations, interactions, skits, all about money. It's called Money Talk.
You know, that's like the people, they call that money blocks. People have money blocks. Our cover for the month of January was Monique Carradine. and
Oh,
really,
yes, I know Monique.
you know, Monique.
I
So,
met
you
on
know,
her show
Monique.
in Chicago.
Yes. So, right. So she kind of like left that whole media space in terms of doing all of that to really help women specifically, and probably mostly African American, with their money blocks because of that. Because she even said when she was in Chicago doing what she loved, she was broke. Okay. And it was like, she's like, what is going on? She says, I'm too talented to be broke, which is another book of a friend of mine. And so this whole thing about speak, selling, and shine is like that sales piece. What are you selling with the right offer to the right people? Because the exchange, the currency, is what should be flowing. And if it doesn't flow, you got a money block. And so Shar Goolsbee, who I love, 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 I saw her not too long ago. She said, this is great info. So she knows. And then Robert also says, welcome, welcome. He says, this is awesome. Yeah. So I listen, I've been trying to get Miss Teray Holmes on this show for a long time. She knows that, but she's been moving and grooving. So she's buying up all the land over here. You know, she's buying. So one of the things I will say that I love, that I see this maybe as a vision one day, is a bed and breakfast. Not me running it, but buying it. And then having someone else run. I love it. I just stayed in a bed and breakfast in Oxon Hill, I guess not too long ago. Black owned. It was beautiful. I was like, this is, we paid a lot of money. And I was like, this is like the coolest thing. And so, anyway, so land ownership is
Let's
important.
get it together. Let's get it
Yes.
because
Yes.
I just want to see people. My space right now is midterm and short-term rental space. We're also in the process of looking at buying a couple of properties using creative financing, owner financing. But I'm all about that. And I concur with Monique. When I was, doing all the things I loved and was passionate about, I was broke. And when I thought that I was supposed to be serving a very narrow demographic or people who just look like me, I was broke. I have people who don't look like me saying, Terry, I got $50,000 to invest. Can you find me a property that
Yeah.
we can invest in? I got $100,000. I have friends with money. So when I got out of my own way and stopped thinking that I had to only serve my people, that was it, that's where all the opportunities started coming.
Wow, I love that. That is so, this has been so encouraging to me. So I'm gonna tie this all back to how this goes into get out there, get known. So one of the things I always say, and Shar knows that too, I always say, those that go up, show up. So she just showed up. She drove an hour one way to a meetup that then volunteered and said, I'm going to do this and that, and it met people and made people really just showing up. It's an old quote, you know, showing up is just half of the battle, right? And really positioning herself online. If you go to Tyrae
So right.
Holmes, Tyrae, you know, now everybody's name is all the same, right?
Always like
You'll find that her brand there, she has the one sheet, she has the video. So it's not like her stuff is not there. It is part of getting out there, getting known. So you do have to have those branding elements. You have to have the branding elements, and that's part of it. Because then when people Google you, which they will, you're in a service business, they're going to Google you. They're not going to give you $50,000 if your stuff looking crazy. So that is where part of getting out there, getting known will lead to you. And Shar says, really quickly, she says, it's so nice to meet her. I am, she says, I am too a short-term rental hospitality business. We love it. You are inspiring me to dream bigger. Oh, you guys connect on Facebook. Char, she said you are encouraging her to dream bigger. And she went through a lot. She went through a lot to get to this point.
I want to say this really quickly, Pam. Like when my girlfriend left this morning, this whole weekend she's been here, she was like, Teray, I'm so happy you invited me. She said, you told me what it was like, but I just didn't get it. This building that I'm in right now has only been here for 4 years. It is the most luxurious building in the entire city of Cleveland. The people who live here are the doctors of Cleveland Clinic and University Hospital. That's who, and the students, the research students who are doctors and such, and then other very affluent people who live in this building. I could not have imagined when I ended up homeless in 2021, because I was homeless. When that happened to me, I was dreaming this. I put this on the vision board. And that's all I did. And then I let it go. I didn't know how I was going to show up. So I just showed up in my own life and I dreamt about what was possible. And I let allowed the universe and God to do the rest. But when I tell you that this building is everything and more, this is only the beginning. So God has like blown my mind. And all I say now, I'm not, my mind is blown, but I am not in shock. But all I say now is more, please. What's next?
that what is next. And people will find out that I'm going to be joining your little your membership to figure out this real estate thing. Like I said, I just literally bought that book. I just bought that book Let's about down peoples and that kind of thing. And real estate, I want you to tell people, how many times did you take the real estate exam?
I took the real estate exam 3 times before I passed. I took it twice in Georgia, failed it in Georgia, and then I pivoted and came to Maryland, and I passed it in Maryland. I continued to study. I continued. It was resilience. Like, I wanted it that bad. And people want to partner with me because, not because I'm an active real estate seller, because I'm really not. I actively sell wholesale deals, and they want to partner with me because I am a licensed agent and I know my stuff, but I also know real estate investing, which a lot of realtors don't know real estate investing.
Right. Right. That's it. That is so good. So we got to, you got to tell me what this wholesaling thing is. I think I had someone explain to me, her name was Brooke Daniels, and she told me about wholesaling. I was like, probably no. I said, that sounds like a lot of math. I said, I'm going to figure this out, but I know I'm smart. I can do it. But it was different because you never heard it and never knew anyone that looked like me talking about that. So that's it. But
Teray.
So Teray, thank you so much for joining us today. Yeah. I mean, this has been really good. So this has been really good. Evelyn, hello to you too as well. So make sure you push the replay. This has been really, really good. Get out there, get known. I mean, that is really one of the main things. Those that show up, go up. So I just thank you so much for coming on and just really just sharing your transparency. People can go and find out more about your YouTube, your podcast, all the things that you're doing. And then soon, the membership as well, so that we can actually do that as well. So that is good. That is good. She was just saying, got another. Eric Thompson said he loved this. It's very good. Very good. Thank you.
And show up and follow up.
Yes.
They say the fortune is in the follow up.
Yes, it is.
I had to become a better follow upper.
A follow upper, a finisher. That I have another client named is Dr. Pam Love. She talks about the Finishers Network. Yep. Just finishing. We can all start.
Yep.
But how you gonna finish? That part right there. Yeah. That's it right there. So yeah. So we are going to definitely keep in touch. Okay.
Absolutely. So
with that, I'm Pam Perry and I'm out. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Get Out There and Get Known podcast, brought to you by PamPerryPR.com, where you'll get insider tips on how to build your platform, pitch the media, and promote yourself with confidence. Head over to PamPerryPR.com and get the exclusive video training on the 7 must-have marketing materials you need before you pitch. In order to be considered in media places or superstar stages, PamPerryPR.com, where you help you shine like a superstar.